But I mean, this is a very, this is an area, a growth area, and you need to be sophisticated in how you identify, recruit, and go after qualified candidates, particularly if you're doing a national search. And usually that's beyond the capacity of an in-house operation.
Yes, yes. No, I agree. I think that would be one of the things to explore.
Okay. Further comments, suggestions?
Couple. Back to number three, and I don't disagree with it. I guess my question slash bold comment would be that, or maybe it will take care of itself in a year of, after we've come back with recommendations based on the reporting. But I would assert that if there's going to be a conversation about hiring bureau directors, that it would be most beneficial if that conversation occurred prior to the hiring process at council, if there was going to be a commissioner who decides to go outside of the HR process and do a direct appointment, transparency in that process before it happens would be most beneficial to community. So just my comment that reporting after the fact will be good at some point down the road, but having the conversation before it ever happens would, in fact, be the most beneficial approach.
Yeah, but doesn't, Dante, you're being very diplomatic. Doesn't that just beg the question of whether, aren't you raising the more fundamental question about whether commissioners should have the authority to do direct appointments?
Yes.
I mean, transparency to what end? To then have people in the community be critical of that approach or whatever. So aren't you really suggesting to us that we revisit whether we should have that discretion? I mean, that's a policy question.
Yes. And so it's not a question of whether you can have the discretion, it's how do you use it? And is it being used in a way that broadly gets to the result which you say you want, which is diversity in the city across bureaus and within your offices, I would imagine. So the answer to your question is yes and no. I'm not trying to take away your ability to do direct appointments, but I'm suggesting if you're going to do it, you should be able to have that conversation before you use it with your colleagues and then with the community who hears and sees what you're going to do.
Well, again, let me be open about this. I'm wary of invading too much the prerogatives of commissioners in charge of their bureaus in this or any other collective act by the council other than a charter amendment. I'm not likely to be appointing a lot of additional bureau directors myself. Others here might have the opportunity to appoint more, and I don't want to prescribe their ability to make the decision that they see fit. So I don't want to go too far in this resolution, even in this best of causes, in changing the charter and how it works for members of this council who are commissioners in charge.
Yeah, and that's certainly not my suggestion. It's just a...
I think we start with getting the data, and then that will lead to a subsequent discussion.
I think you're right. The data will lead us to some...
Back to the conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
You said you had a couple points?
Other points that you want to make, Dante?
I guess I'm assuming that the conversation about highest qualified also applies to number two, which would be the addition of women to this amendment as well.
I'm not sure where we've left that. I want to return to the question of the language there.
Right.
Whatever we do ought to probably be parallel in one and two.
Could we get a thumbs up or a thumbs down on that from the Jordan family? Thank you.
Okay.
And then the reason that it's necessary is because several other categories of minorities are minorities. Women are actually majority in the city of Portland, so we don't get covered by the minority, even though we are obviously the minority on the council and the minority in the bureau directors.
So what is your thinking at this point, Commissioner Fritz, on the wording of what one and two should say?
So actually two, now that it seems like we're moving towards adopting one, I then didn't underline it in number two, so we would just be adopting two as the final version of that now therefore resolved.
Well, Mayor.
So we would be at interviewing the highest qualified minority candidates, the highest qualified women candidates, and the highest qualified candidates who identify as a person with a disability. If there is more than one qualified candidate in any of those categories, the commissioner in charge or designee retains the discretion to determine the number of qualified candidates who will be interviewed.
Yeah, one or more, i.e.
Correct.
Yeah.
maybe it's just because the way my brain works, it'd be easier for me just to take them in order.
Yeah, oh, we will. I wanted to understand the language that was in front of us at this point.
Because I could live with the highest qualified language. I'm kind of persuaded based on the discussion that at least one qualified minority candidate is both the spirit and the letter of what's been suggested, and it doesn't bind us to take just the quote-unquote highest qualified. The commissioner reserves the right to see something in the makeup and the background of someone who isn't, quote, the highest. And by saying at least one, we've made it clear that we're not required to interview every candidate.
I thought you were going to take the Harvard lawyer's word for it that I had that was right.
He's obviously
– come on, Commissioner.
He took the Socratic method and punted it back to you. I saw what he did. Well, if we take them up each one, let's at least have that discussion.
Let me take them slightly out of order because I think there's no argument about the one that I proposed, which is to change the Charles Jordan rule to Charles Jordan standards.
Second.
So let's take a roll call on that amendment, please.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
I think this is actually a very important amendment because longtime NBA fans who moved to Portland too recently to know about Charles Jordan would hear Jordan rule and think of the defensive strategy the Detroit Pistons employed against Michael Jordan. So it's important to draw the distinction because, of course, the Pistons are trying to stop Michael Jordan and we're trying to promote the vision of Charles Jordan. So I think this is not cosmetic. It's very important. Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay, now let's move to number one of Commissioner Fritz's amendments. Further discussion as it is now printed with
so
the
as it is currently item. Printed, Commissioner Fritz, your preference is that we keep it as to interview the highest qualified minority candidates.
Correct.
And that is ambiguous as to number, but it's clear that it is people that have risen to the top of the pool.
Of their demographic of the pool, even.
Okay. Further discussion. Roll call, please, on that.
Fritz.
Well, thank you for the robust discussion. Thank you very much to everybody for participating in this. I would recommend keeping this language. I think the at least one implies that there may not be an abundance of qualified candidates in each of these categories, where in fact we know that there often are. And so I like setting the standard that we're expecting a lot of highly qualified candidates to apply. Aye.
Fish?
It's six of one, half dozen of the other, but I think this is clear enough that I can support it. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay, and now amendment number two, the highest qualified women candidates. Roll call.
Fritz.
Again, our demographics are 65% of all managers, 58% of all employees, and 70% of all bureau directors are male. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
Although I had great fun teasing the Women in Transportation seminar when they were here about the fact that not only do we have a woman transportation director and a woman city attorney, but a woman fire chief, you're right, the numbers are what they are, and we're not there yet. Aye.
Thank you.
Number three. Further discussion of that? Roll call.
Fritz?
So this is a reporting requirement. I am very ready to go much further as soon as there are two others who are ready to go much further. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Hale.
Aye. And four. Further resolved. Go ahead.
So question to the sponsor on four.
Yes.
This says shall investigate hiring a company. That's not especially directive. We're saying to HR, go do an assessment of whether there is our companies and under what circumstances we use them and come back and report to us?
That's my understanding of it as
yes, since I devised this at about an hour ago or now before the start of the hearing, I didn't want to go too far in this, and I have heard affirmation from our HR director that she will indeed look into this and get back to us on the costs. But
I just wanted to make sure that it's clear to HR what their task, what their charge is, and to come back to us with some options.
Yes, I do understand that, Commissioner. Thank you.
I feel some responsibility to repair the damage that hiring of Joe Wall away from Human Resources into the Office of Equity and Human Rights did to our ability to do nationwide searches, because he was largely responsible for finding Nancy and getting
Okay, roll call, please.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Here, I have one further amendment or I'd like to entertain. Would the council be willing to make this binding city policy?
What's the difference in a resolution if we call it binding city policy?
It goes into the city policy documents, and it.
So let's get our city attorney to opine.
In the same way, the equity strategies and racial equity goals were made binding city policy. It was a clear statement.
Since 2001, the city started the practice of binding city policy. Then in 2004, things that were no longer, that had not been adopted as binding city policy, were said to no longer be effective. If we want this to be something that is binding on bureau directors citywide, and rather than just aspirational or rather than a statement of a standard, under the current code, it needs to be binding city policy and go into the Portland policy documents.
And we can do that through the resolution?
Yes, resolutions as well as ordinances can be binding city policy. But unless it says binding city policy, the auditor doesn't put it in the Portland policy documents repository. And as the code is currently phrased, if it's not binding city policy, then it's not considered to be binding city policy.
I'll second the amendment.
So the amendment is that we add a, be it further resolved, that this standard is binding city policy.
Can you provide me that code section in writing, please?
Yes.
Not now. Just.
I can't.
I mean, I guess I find it perplexing. I thought everything we did up here is effectively binding city policy if a majority of us pass anything.
Right. That's what
I want to know more about this, because I do find it, I think, you know, we get a little carried away now with adding this binding city policy, whereas I thought for 18 years, if the council passes something, by golly, it's binding city policy.
And
you don't have to.
Right. That is what the current code language is. There are currently some discussions updating that code, and I think that's going to be a policy call for all of you, how you want that to be going forward. Right now, that is what the code says.
Okay. That's why I asked for the code language.
I'd like to hear more about that, too. But for now, this makes sense. So any further discussion? Roll call on that additional amendment, please.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales? Aye. Okay.
And Mayor, let me just restate the final amendment, which is my amendment to the second resolution, number 24.
Let's wait, because we're acting on the first resolution, right?
Oh, I thought we did all.
I think all these that we have just adopted.
Oh, I see.
The first resolution. So let's act on the first resolution, and we'll come back to that. So roll call, please, on the first resolution as amended.
Fritz.
This just shows what good-hearted people who have the same values and principles when working together can do to a really splendid standard that's come forward with community support, bureau support, and certainly the lead of our great directors of human resources and the Office of Equity and Human Rights. Thanks to the Commission on Disability for your support, too, and thank you, Commissioners and Mayor, for entertaining and adopting my amendments. Aye.
Fish.
Thank you, Sam Sachs, for being the champion for this good idea. Thank you to the Jordan family for once again allowing us to honor the great life and legacy of Charles Jordan. And it's a point of great pride for all of us to once again recall his service and then to capture the spirit of that service in something that future generations will look back on. The goal here is to cast the broadest possible net and to get the most qualified people from all walks of life, and to give people a fair chance to compete for leadership positions in our city. And anything within the law that we do that gives us a better chance of hiring qualified individuals who historically have been shut out from these kinds of jobs, we should embrace. So thank you for the good discussion. Thank you to my colleagues. I'm pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you, Sam Sachs, for being such a staunch advocate. Thank you, the Jordan family, for, as Commissioner Fish said, lending your name to this important standard. And I appreciate all the work that Anna and Dante have done, and appreciate the mayor bringing this forward. It's very important. Aye.
Novick.
I'll be repetitive. Thanks to the Jordan family. Thanks to Sam. Thanks to Dante. Thanks to Anna. Thanks to Levon for the second time today. And I should say, thanks to our sole remaining Oregonian City Hall reporter, Brad Schmidt, for being here with us today.
Brad would like us to get through this quickly. He has to get back to the office and write an editorial and get the crossword puzzle up.
Fails.
Well, thank you all, and I also want to thank Diana Nunez in my office, who's worked on this as well. And this was an excellent council discussion. Actually, I had a chance to try to explain what we were doing here this afternoon to Brad, and I said this is a way to capture a shared intention by the council and put it down in writing and then see how we're doing over time and measure our progress. And the fact that we did this good work this afternoon to make it even clearer and even better and even stronger, I think affirms that that's why this will make a difference, because we do share these values and goals, and we're putting it down in paper. We're expecting our bureau directors and ourselves to do our best in following the standard. So that's something I think we can all count on seeing results from. It is wonderful to do this in Charles's name. I remember Charles in lots of different settings, whether it was standing out on the crumbling edge of the outdoor pool at Mount Scott Community Center saying we should fix up these parks, to watching him surrounded by a bunch of young kids out at Heron Lakes with some young golfer named Tiger Woods, who was 16, I think, when he visited Portland for a clinic. Or when he spent a lot of time in this room, granted the room was a little different then, but he spent a lot of time in this room trying to bend public policy in an arc towards justice. And he would like this piece of work very much, so I'm proud to vote aye. Now, let's turn to the second resolution, Commissioner Fish, and see what you want to do with that.
Okay, so in the resolution just adopted, Mayor, we focus on three protected categories: race, gender, and disability. The next resolution is intended to, in part, collect data that would allow us in the future to take additional actions to expand opportunity at the city. Under the Be It Further Resolved sub 4, it lists race, ethnicity, gender, status as a veteran, or person with a disability as categories where we collect information. I would amend that to include sexual orientation.
Okay, I'm looking at the whereases up above. So I hear the second. So we've certainly done it there in number 4 if we adopt that amendment. I think that's probably sufficient for the purpose of collecting data. Think so?
Yes, I'm sorry. Someone was just whispering in my ear. I was Mayor, just to have the language consistent with our code, my amendment is sexual orientation or gender identity.
Okay.
Second.
Done. Roll call on adopting that amendment, please.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish. Aye.
Fails.
Aye. Further discussion of the resolution as amended? Any other further guidance from our two leaders here? All right. Then let's take a roll call vote, please.
Fritz.
So I came to Portland in 1986. I met former Commissioner Charles Jordan twice towards the end of his life. One time in city council chambers, although it was actually when we were over in the Portland building because he was still doing renovations here, and we were Commissioner Fish had led the charge to change the name of the community center to the Charles Jordan Community Center. And so we went through the hearing and had various comments, and then we lined up, and I happened to have the good luck to be standing right next to Commissioner Jordan. And his mind was a little forgetful at that time. He leant out to me and said, "Did I work with you?" And I said, "No, unfortunately not." He said, "I would have liked to." And so that has been something that was really sweet and evidence of the kind of person that he remained to the very end of his life, that he was always being kind, always being gracious, and always looking out for people who perhaps had a hard time of getting to where they were and wanted to be continuing to be supported. So thank you so much for your part in this. Thank you, Sam Sachs, for your part in that. And thank you, especially Dante James in the Office of Equity and Human Rights, for your continuing attention to data and making sure that the city revises its processes to get things done so that the outcomes are better. And with, when we have the data, we will know whether the outcomes are better. Thank you very much, Anna Canwright, for your ongoing commitment to this work. Aye.
Well, I guess none of us can resist the Charles Jordan story. I'll just, very briefly, when I was the Parks Commissioner, I consider it one of the great honors of my life to preside over the renaming of a community center in honor of Charles Jordan. And it was such an important day that Nike actually made a special shoe in his honor. And it was a huge crowd turned out, and he and the family were there, and there were beautiful speeches, and there was just something profound, I think, to all of us that at the New Columbia, which is the most diverse census tract in the state of Oregon, we were naming a community center in honor of someone who, through his service, did more to build bridges of understanding than any of us have known. So that was a high point. And the second story I'll just share briefly is when I first thought about running for public office, I did what everyone who had half a brain did. I asked to meet with Charles Jordan and get his advice. And he was very generous with his time and very liberal with his advice. And subsequently, there was a forum that he moderated at the African American Alliance. And I came early to watch the mayor's race. And he was very tough with the then candidates in 2004 running for mayor. One was named Francis Coney, another one was named Potter. It was an extremely hot room. And he was doing follow-up questions and with that very rich, resonant voice, very authoritative, taking people to task and not allowing them to just make rhetorical statements. And I was becoming more and more nervous as I watched this thing unfold because I was next in line to have to go through this. And fortunately, for whatever reason, that the mayor's debate was so hot, it took all the heat out of the room, and the debate that followed was a lot more gentle. But he was and is a great man in our city's history. And all I can say is, a relatively new person in Portland, it was an honor for me to get to know him, and I think we still feel the loss. Again, Sam, thank you for your persistence in bringing this whole concept to council and working with us to get it right. Aye.
Feltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Ailes?
If, without objection, I'm going to suspend the rules for just a moment and ask Representative Lou Frederick to come up and give us a little bit of a benediction for this good afternoon's work here before I vote.
Thank you, Mayor Hales, members of the City Council. I really appreciate you letting me do this. Everyone has a favorite Charles Jordan story. I've told this one a couple of times because it really, for me, gives a sense of the man. For 5 years, I had adults come over and talk to fifth graders in my living room, and my ceilings were he could fit in the ceilings, but he had to duck to get into the door. And there would be fifth graders. They were 10 and 11-year-olds, and they'd sit around my living room, and they'd inhale popcorn, and they would eat fruits and juice and things like that. Charles Jordan came to speak to them. And he walked in, and all the eyes went up to see, who is this guy? And a couple of the little boys looked over at him and said, "So did you play basketball?" And he said, "Yes, I play basketball." Did you get in the NBA? And he said, "Well, I actually turned them down twice." And they looked at him with this, "You what? How could you even, you're supposed to say, you're supposed to play. How could you do that?" And he said, "I thought there was something better for me to do. We were lucky enough in this city to have him do that here." So I am very pleased to support this. Charles Jordan was, I wish I could say he was a great friend of mine, and I got a chance to see him a lot, but whenever I did, I was very pleased that I was in his presence. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I'm very pleased to vote aye on this good piece of work. Thank you all very much, and we're recessed till tomorrow afternoon. And Dante, bon voyage. We're sending you off on a special assignment here.
Special assignment, undercover.
Not so much.